Our second feature this week looks at the career of a very unusual local character, Pat Ross, the Tupperware lady. This feature was contributed by Derek James and will be read by Jenny Pierce.
Tupperware lady, who won it all, including a cruise on the QE2. The party is over, but the name and the memories live on. We are talking Tupperware. How times have changed since those gatherings to demonstrate and sell the range of handy kitchen bits and pieces which many of us have in our cupboards. It was back in 209 when Neil Haversong, then of Let's Talk, spoke to our First Lady of Tupperware, Pat Rose, of Norwich, who was once the most successful party organiser in the whole country. Originally from York, her mother-in-law came from Norwich, and she and her husband Derek decided to move to Wroxham in 1962. The house wasn't ready, so she went back to York to stay with her mother, who took her to a Tupperware party. Having a new home, I thought I bought loads and asked if I could get any more when I returned to Norfolk, she said. The lady said she would put me in touch with someone, and a manager came to see me. She suggested I became a demonstrator. I didn't know anyone, but the manager double-booked parties and gave one to me. I got to know so many people, and I found my way around Norwich. And so began a career in which Pat was to win several awards, set a world record, and find herself with her family on the QE2. As she became more successful, she recruited her own team, who were known as the Ramblers Unit, and every year Tupperware held a conference in London. They were big events, she told Neil. We were entertained by people like Joe Brown and Roy Castle. In 1965, Pat, accompanied by Derek, arranged an annual get-together. Vic Damon was the star performer, but he wasn't the only person on stage to get the applause that night. Three Tupperware managers were up there to receive awards. Pat won the first prize for signing up 36 new demonstrators in just 7 weeks. She won a mink stole. 2 years later, she won a colour television for topping the sales league. But there was only a couple of programmes on BBC Two in colour, black, back then, so they sold it. In October 1968, Pat again achieved the top sales in the UK. No one in the world had won the title twice, and this time her prize was a family cruise on the QE2, plus a set of luggage and £100 spending money and gifts for the children. Before she retired from Tupperware in 1969, she was the model for a full-page advertisement in Woman's Realm. She also won a boat and a painting by Fleur Cowles for best sales on special promotions. Oh, and another thing, Pat was a very handy table tennis player. In 1991, she played for a Norfolk veterans team in the World Championships, and in 2018 was a member of the Bat and Ball Chat Club for this over 50s at the Ping Pong Parlour in Castle Mell in the city.
Thank you, Jenny.